to teach you about Revelation. Here in my hand, I have two distinct objects. Can anybody tell me what's in my right hand? Nobody? Yeah, nobody can tell? Nope. It's an electrical adapter. And guess what? You just received a revelation. You know what? Because what you could not see, now it's been revealed to you. That's all a revelation is. Anybody want to try to pray real hard and see if you know what's not? Here's another revelation. A peppermint. You did not know what was in my hand, but now you do because it's been revealed to you. Hey, that's as easy as revelation. That's what revelation is. You didn't see it, but now you see it. It's been revealed. It's like on a great stage in a theater. The curtain is down, and they pull back the curtain, and you can see what's behind the curtain. That's all this is. And here's what we need every day in our life with God. We need Him to open our eyes and reveal His truth to us. You need a revelation this morning. You need a revelation at noon today. You probably need about 15 revelations before you get to noon today. You need God to open your eyes. That's what this whole book of Ephesians is about, right? Receiving a new perspective. Asking God to open our eyes. Seeing life from the way God sees it. Because if you don't see it that way, you'll just do it your way. And your way really doesn't get the results you want. That's why we're here. We know we need the power and present work of Jesus in our lives. We need the Holy Spirit to work in us. But so many times we're walking without revelation because we don't even know to ask God to open our eyes. You see, at some point you had some kind of encounter with Jesus or you wouldn't be here this morning. Somebody may have drugged you here, but I doubt it. You probably came here of your own will because you decided to be here because you wanted to have some kind of experience with God and some other men and you wanted to go deeper in your relationship with Jesus Christ. You know how you got saved? If you got saved, if you surrendered your life to Jesus, it's because you received a revelation. It was revealed to you that you were a sinner who needed forgiveness. It was revealed to you that you could not bridge the gap between you and God by yourself, and you needed Jesus to come in and bridge the gap. It was revealed to you that you needed a Savior. Amen?
Amen.
So, how about today? How about today? I love it. Pastor Paul taught me this years and years ago. The way in is the way on. What does that mean? I still need revelation. The way I got into this kingdom is my eyes were open. I mean, think for a minute. If you've genuinely surrendered your life to Christ, think back to that moment right now. Makes me smile when I think about that moment where I found Jesus. Jesus found me. I love remembering that moment because it's powerful. It was something that changed my life forever. It was revealed to me that Jesus could live inside of me through the Holy Spirit. Man, all in an instant, I got a revelation. But I need that kind of revelation every day of my life. It's not just in the beginning. It's every day from now until you end your life on this earth. You're on a tour of duty. You realize that? God's given you a purpose. God's given you a plan. He wants you to walk in His ways. He wants you to advance His kingdom. He wants you to be powerful and effective in your family, in your circle of influence, in your business, in your church. But we will not be effective, men, if we don't receive revelation every day. Say, I can receive revelation. You need something revealed to you today. Some of you need to be revealed that you need to drink some more coffee because you look asleep out there. I mean, wake up, guys. We're here. So, you know, we're in the book of Ephesians. We're in chapter 3 now. We're kind of taking our time, and we're enjoying the journey of just digging into some scripture and letting the scripture speak to us and processing it at the table with some other men and praying for each other. That's what Brave Hearts is all about, is that we can grow in a relationship with God through the Word of God. I reached for my Bible. I didn't bring it this morning, but I do have my scriptures printed. So we're wanting to grow here. The very birth of brave hearts that you're experiencing right now used to be called Young Bucks back when I was about 20 years younger. And Pastor Paul was like, I got five or six guys who don't know anything. And I need to teach them. He goes, these are my young bucks, and I need to teach them the Word of God. So we started what's now turned into Bravehearts, and it's multiplied quite a bit. But, man, it was just solid Word. Just get up and preach the Word early in the morning, drink some coffee, wake up, and get the Word in you. And that's what we're still doing here 21 years later. Come on, man. This is awesome. You need a revelation. So let's kind of do a little bit of review. The big idea for the whole series, we are seated with Christ, a completely new place to view life from. That's what it says in Ephesians 2:6. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly place or heavenly realm in Christ Jesus. So we've talked a lot for several weeks now about that. We're in Christ. We're not in our old self anymore. We're not in sin anymore. If we've really found Jesus and he forgave us our sins, Bible says sin's taken away. If we're still focused on sin, that's because something's trying to lie to you, because Jesus took your sin out of the way. You can live sin-free today. Oh, you'll stumble, you'll hit your toe, you'll make some mistakes, but you can live a life that is intentionally holy and set apart for God's kingdom. You can premeditate good choices in the kingdom. You don't have to premeditate death and sin anymore, because Jesus took it out of the way. You can really boldly approach your Father in heaven and live a life with him that's invigorated with an infusion of spiritual life every moment of every day. Amen to you two brothers who agree with me. I'm sorry. I'm fine. I'm just having fun this morning. This stuff is real. You know, a lot of people have that they entered the kingdom by spiritual revelation, that they knew they needed something. Then they step into an intellectual encounter and experience with God. You know, a lot of people do that. They move from heart and spirit life back to intellectual because that's what makes more sense to us. Did you know the Galatians did something similar in what the Bible says there? They wrote the letter to the Galatians. How foolish are you that you began in the spirit and now you're trying to end it in the flesh? So if you know, that's why I ask you guys to close your eyes every week and remember the day you got saved, because you could only get saved by the Holy Spirit power revealing to you that you needed Jesus. And so I want people to remember that, because that may be the only spiritual experience you've ever had. And then we step into some kind of an intellectual experience with God, which it's cool to learn facts and figures about Jesus. It's cool to memorize Bible verses. But if it does not lead you to a spirit-led experience with a real living Jesus Christ, you missed the point. Amen. All right, so the point of Ephesians is God's perspective. Because I've had a spiritual encounter, because the Holy Spirit lives in me, it says now I'm a member of the body of Christ. I'm in Christ. Christ is in me. And I'm seated in heaven. You go, well, if this is what heaven looks like, we're in trouble. Look around. You know what I mean? No, we understand we're still in the earth, but spiritually we're in heaven. You know, after reviewing this series and praying through it and feeling like God told me to come back to it and teach it here, it has really revived in me to pray often, God, would you give me your perspective on my life? Would you give me your perspective on the problems I'm facing right now? Would you give me your perspective on how you see this person that's driving me bananas today? Would you give me your perspective on my wife and my kids and my job and the world, literally? God, what do you see? Because we turn on Fox News and CNN or whatever, and we see, oh my goodness, this is rah. I mean, when's the last time you turn on the news and they told you something good? It's very seldom. That's why we need to come together, because we have good news to share with each other. If we could see life the way God sees it, God is not discouraged about what's going on in your life today. God has a plan. I've been in so many tight places where I thought this isn't going to turn out well, but when I re-surrender and ask God for a revelation, he reveals to me how he's working right here in the midst of what I'm going through. God is working in your life today. I pray that he opens your eyes that we could gain his perspective. So we're going to pick up Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, and I'm reading now the English Standard Version, and it's on the screen in case you don't have your Bible with you. I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus on behalf of the Gentiles. So Gentiles were anybody other than Jews. Assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you. Now here's where we start getting into revelation mystery stuff here. Stay with us. It's some good content, but you really got to concentrate here for a second. How the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. So what he's saying is, nobody understood what Christ had really done until it was revealed to them. It was a mystery. You know, like a murder mystery, you're trying to figure out who done it, right? You ever played Clue? Trying to figure out who done it. Was it in the library with a knife or a hammer or whatever? I mean, y'all ever played these games? Okay. Who done it? What happened? It's a mystery. And it really was a mystery to the world. What had Jesus done? Why did he come? I mean, even the people who walked with him for 3 solid years were going, what just happened? It needed to be revealed, didn't it? Now, a lot of us take it for granted. We've lived our whole life reading the Bible. We've lived our whole life understanding factually the story of Jesus and understanding what he did. That he came to the earth, lived a sinless life, died on the cross as an atoning sacrifice, shed his blood so that we could be forgiven of our sins. Then he ascended into heaven and sent back the Holy Spirit. And now I can tell you the whole gospel. There it is, in a nutshell. I can recite it by memory, but have I experienced it? And here's my prayer. Let's pray it together right now. God, I pray that that truth, that simple little truth that I just recited, would be revealed to me again today. God, I need a revelation. Come on, guys, tell the Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes, God. I need it to be revealed to me. What are you doing in my life? What's the Spirit saying to me? What is the mystery that I need to understand in your kingdom today? Reveal it to me, we ask today in Jesus' name. So we're picking up here in verse 4. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men or the other generations, as it has been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Key understanding, key phrase in this whole passage. How is Christ revealed? By the Spirit. Well, I don't know what I think about that Holy Spirit stuff. A lot of American church, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Bible. Because I don't know what I think about that Holy Spirit stuff. Because I went to some weird meeting at some weird church and they did something weird. Well, the Holy Spirit's not weird. You were not born again unless you encountered the Holy Spirit. Do you want to keep your born again status? Do you want to go to heaven when you die? Then you need the Spirit. You have to have the Spirit. Okay, you watch Christian TV and they spoke in tongues or something and it freaked you out. That's not, the Holy Spirit is not freaky. It's very normal. It's the way God reveals himself to us. We understand that intellectually, but you know why most men don't want to talk about the Holy Spirit? Because you realize that you may not can control this Holy Spirit. If I really surrender to the Holy Spirit, what's going to happen to me? He's not going to make you do backflips in front of everybody. He's not going to make you become the freak of the farm store.
You sure about that?
He might. But that's not the intention. The intention of the Holy Spirit entering my life is not to make me look like a fool in this world. The intention is to give me life. to give life to me. Now, if that looks foolish, great. The Apostle Paul said, if I'm a fool, I'll be a fool for Christ. So I might look foolish to all of you today. I don't care. I'm here preaching Christ and Him crucified and His Holy Spirit. And that's what matters. And yeah, I get it. The world will say you're crazy. But you know what? They're crazy. They think money can save them. They think popularity and renown and people recognize you and favor in this earth, they think that can save you. It can't save you. You'll bust hell wide open with $1 billion in the bank. And you're... That was funny. Thank you, Gabe. Okay. That sounded like an evangelist, didn't it? Okay. Money can't save you. Jesus can save you. You need the Holy Spirit. And so many of us are afraid that if we surrender our lives fully to the Holy Spirit, and we're okay that He lives in my heart and took away my sin. I like that part of the Holy Spirit because that gets my ticket punched to heaven. But what about if the Holy Spirit wants to utilize you with power and it makes you feel funny? Like Jim was saying, maybe He would make you feel funny. Well, what's the point of your salvation? Just for you to be comfortable? Or are we really supposed to be a light in darkness? If you're a light in a dark place, it might be a little uncomfortable. Is it worth it? You better believe it. Okay, I'm back on. So here it is. This stuff is revealed through the Spirit. So we need revelation. It doesn't come through memorizing more Scripture, which I'm all about Scripture. Memorize a lot of it. Read it every day. Love Jesus. Look for God through the Scripture all the time. But the Bible itself isn't going to get you there. You have to encounter the Spirit of the living God and receive revelation. Verse 6, this mystery about Jesus is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. What does that mean? All people. When this was written, Gentiles were referred to as dogs by Jews. There was only one chosen people, God's chosen people, the Jews. And then the mystery got revealed that Jesus wasn't just about the Jews. He was for all mankind. Woo! This dog got saved. Verse 7, of this gospel, good news, I was made a minister, a servant, according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me by the working of His power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things. Verse 10, so that through the church, now this is big, and we're really going to hit on this big time next week. We're really going to hit on this church and what the church is here for. But through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might be known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that He has realized in Christ our Lord, in whom we have boldness to access with confidence through our faith in Him. So I ask you, not to lose heart over what I'm suffering for you, which is your glory. So here's the big idea for today's message, and I'm almost done. The kingdom of God is contained in mysteries. Revelation unlocks the mysteries. Just like it got revealed to you that you were a sinner who needed a Savior, it's going to be revealed to you today what the Spirit wants to do in your life to take you deeper in your relationship with Him. So in the kingdom of God, what does that mean? Kingdom of God. It means there's a king. And in the kingdom, the king is in control. So if you want to grow deeper in your relationship with God, you first got to acknowledge that the king is in control. The kingdom of God, that's where God reigns. That's where Jesus rules. What's the mystery? It's a secret. It's something you haven't seen, you don't understand. What's revelation? It's something that's revealed to you. I'm going to try to reveal a couple more things to you guys. I thought I had four things here, but I only have three. No, here it is, here it is. A a strike anywhere match. Very handy to carry with you at all times. What do you think I got in this hand? Anybody know? No! An equal packet. It had to be revealed to you. I'm not a magician. But revelation is simple. Ask yourself this right now. What's God trying to reveal to me? Well, I don't know. Well, then ask God. God, what are you trying to reveal to me today in the scripture? Give me just a second and I'll be done. You know, back in Ephesians 1, verse 17, he prayed that the spirit of wisdom and revelation would be manifest in us. You go, well, I thought I just got all this when I believed. You did. But obviously, you need to engage the process. If back in chapter 1, he's saying this prayer, well, I'm saved. I got Jesus. I'm born again. I'm going to heaven when I die. Yeah, but what about now? If that's all you know is you're going to heaven when you die, you miss the point. Heaven's great, but that's our future destination. Jesus said, pray that my kingdom would come to earth. What? Yeah, heaven come to earth. I don't want to just go to heaven when I die. I want heaven to come to my house. Chew on that one all day. When you go home after work, does it feel like heaven? Maybe you need a revelation, brother. Because you know what I always say? Whatever's going on in my home is a reflection of my leadership. Now, I can't control those people. I'm not saying that. And if they lose their mind, they may need to go take some, some drugs to help them or whatever. Or they might need deliverance or something like that, okay? But if we believe the Bible, I can have influence in my circle. And my home is my first circle. And if it's not peaceful when I go home, I need to look in the mirror and say, God, what needs to be revealed to me to lead my family into the peace that's promised in the scripture? I need a revelation. Are you hearing me? This gets real practical, doesn't it? This isn't just some theological mystery. This theological mystery needs to come to your house. But before it can come to your house, it's got to come to your heart. And the kingdom needs to rule right here. When you're thinking about how you're going to spend your money, Jesus needs to be in control. When you're thinking about where you're going to put your eyes, if you're going to follow the next hot chick that walks by and lust after her, or whether you're going to honor God and love your wife, you need Jesus to be in control. The kingdom needs to come in very practical ways. When you're trying to decide if you're going to cheat on your taxes again this year, because nobody's caught you, and it sure does save you a lot of money to find all those loopholes. When you're going there, you need Jesus to rule. Okay, just saying. So we talked about this a couple weeks ago. We need the lights to come on in our heart, right? How many things do you think we justify in a day that we know are wrong? I'm just asking a question. That tells you where your focus is. If you're thinking about what you can get by with rather than how you can go deeper in your relationship with God and be used as a light in a dark world, if you're trying to see what you can just get by with, you missed the point. God wants you to be radically full of his light and his life, and you can't be teetering on the fence of, well, is it okay if I do this or not? If you're there, you really need some prayer. If you're still asking what's okay to do and what's not okay to do, could you get saved again or something? I'm just saying, how did your relationship with God gravitate to the lowest common denominator of, how much can I drink? How many drinks can I drink before I get drunk? Does it really matter if I toke on this? Makes me feel better, doesn't it? If that's where you're living, and maybe you don't do drugs and alcohol, but you do plenty of things that tempt you away from walking in the light. Man, if that's where you're living, would you let go of that today? Because there's something so much greater. Man, I lived in addictions for years, and I was in church doing that. It's crap. It's not the way to live. I mean, if you're in turmoil today over whether you want to sin or not, man, let these guys pray for you, because there's some holy men at these tables right around you, right beside you. And let's lay it all out there, because we need the lights to come on, because God's got great things to do with you. And if you're all worrying about whether I can walk in darkness or light, you miss the point. God wants to use you as a powerful force in this world. Probably ought to stop right there. Here's what I want you to do at your tables today. Pray for each other that God would open your eyes and reveal himself to you in a brand new way. Or reveal to you what you need to learn, what you need to grow in. Just, God, what is the revelation you're trying to give me today? Because if we're really going to be ambassadors for Christ, if we're really going to be effective in this world, I need revelation. Amen? Amen? So pray for one another. We got plenty of time. Yeah, man, we got 20 minutes here. You got plenty of time to pray for each other, to talk to one another. The Bravehearts is not all about lecture. It's about lab. That's why we have tables, so you can practice on each other. You know, blow some stuff up, see what happens. Didn't you like classes that had lab? God, I pray for these men. I pray for every one of us to get pure Holy Spirit biblical revelation today so we can go deeper, and mainly so we can enjoy the promises of God and not miss the point. God, help us today in Jesus' name. Amen.